Before we dive in, 5-Minute Brief delivers your daily news in about 5 minutes. Follow the topics you care about and get a fresh brief every morning. Try it free at 5minutebrief.ai.
You're listening to 5-Minute Brief, your daily dose of news and insights in about 5 minutes. Let's dive in.
TSMC is accelerating its Arizona factory build-out to meet surging AI chip demand, with expectations of strong multi-year growth fueling significant investment. Reuters reports that this ramp-up reflects TSMC's confidence in sustained hardware needs for AI, while ASML, a key supplier of chip-making equipment, is on track to become Europe's first trillion-dollar company, driven by the AI chip boom and massive market capitalization growth. These expansions underscore the pivotal role of semiconductor manufacturing in AI's infrastructure and its economic impact on global technology supply chains. New Zealand's Te Whatu Ora has partnered with the UK's NHS to co-develop AI healthcare solutions, leveraging shared expertise to improve patient outcomes. Singapore is customizing foundation AI healthcare models for local needs, reflecting a broader trend toward regional adaptation of AI tools. The insurance industry faces heightened scrutiny over AI's role in underwriting and claims, with public disputes such as the Cuban Andreessen spat bringing ethical concerns to the forefront. AI research is also showing promise in predicting harmful chemical exposures that affect human health, potentially enabling earlier interventions. These developments highlight AI's expanding influence in healthcare and the critical ethical questions that accompany its adoption. UNESCO and LG AI Research have launched a global MOOC on AI ethics, aiming to educate a broad international audience on responsible AI use. The International Institute of Hotel Management has established the Global AI Hospitality Education Council, with participation from over 60 nations, to integrate AI ethics and skills into hospitality education. Research from Lingnan University points to AI's limitations in understanding cultural and contextual nuances, emphasizing the need for robust ethical frameworks. Meanwhile, Hugging Face, the world's largest AI model repository, suffered a breach by an autonomous AI agent, exposing vulnerabilities in AI security and underscoring ongoing challenges in safeguarding AI infrastructure. AI pioneer Kai-Fu Lee's startup is preparing for an initial public offering in Hong Kong in 2027, aiming to capitalize on growing investor interest in AI technologies. This IPO would mark a significant milestone for AI entrepreneurship in Asia, potentially attracting substantial capital to fuel further innovation and market expansion. The move reflects the increasing globalization of AI ventures and highlights the strategic importance of Asian financial hubs in the sector's development. The AI as a service market is projected to reach $386.43 billion by 2035, propelled by rising enterprise adoption and the proliferation of cloud-based AI solutions. This forecast underscores AI's expanding role in transforming business models and operational strategies worldwide. Companies investing in AI EAS are expected to find significant market opportunities and competitive advantages as demand continues to escalate over the next decade. North Dakota lawmakers are considering limited AI regulation to address emerging risks, signaling growing state-level interest in AI governance. At the federal level, U.S. authorities are exploring the creation of a FINRA-like watchdog to vet top AI models, aiming to ensure safety and accountability. This proposed regulatory body would oversee AI development in a manner similar to financial market supervision, with the goal of mitigating systemic risks posed by advanced AI systems. These initiatives represent a shift toward structured AI oversight frameworks in the U.S., balancing innovation with public protection and potentially setting precedents for other states and global standards. Alibaba has unveiled its new flagship AI model, Qwen, positioning it as second only to Anthropic's Fable 5 and signaling China's push in advanced AI development. Moonshot has launched Kimi K3, now the largest AI model in China, as part of efforts to challenge U.S. dominance in the field. Despite these technological advances, Chinese AI companies are struggling to monetize their open models at the level of U.S. firms, according to Deutsche Bank and industry analysts. This gap highlights ongoing competitive dynamics in the global AI landscape, with Chinese firms innovating but still trailing in commercializing AI technologies. Tomorrow's developments will test how regulatory momentum global investment, and ethical frameworks shape the next phase of AI's expansion. More updates soon.